At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show as the Mountain Home is getting their group picture in front of the championship trophy out at center court. The Lady Bombers defeat Rogers 44-29 in the championship game of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament as Mountain Home is able to keep both trophies, both championship trophies of the tournament here at the hangar. We'll remind you about the boys in just a moment. So let's go ahead and get our Dewey and Sons player of the game, and I'm going to have to give it to Anna Grace Foreman. She ended up with 14 points tonight to lead Mount Tom in the scoring column. Plus, she had several key rebounds and a lot of block shots, a lot of shot blocks in this game to really help Mount Tom defensively as well. She was one of two players in double figures for Mount Tom. Kate Gilbert was the other one with 13 points. Five on the night for Emily Payne and four each for Emma Martin, Addison Yates, and Leah Jackson. All of Aston Yates' points came at the free throw line. She was four from the charity stripe. Rogers ended up with one player in double figures. That was Kate McConnell with 12. 6 points on the night for Kate Miller off the bench. Four each for Gracie Carr and Presley. I think it's actually Risenhoover. I've been calling her Risenhoover, but I think they said it was Risenhoover. And three for Taylor Treadwell. Mountain Home did struggle compared to Rogers when it comes to taking care of the ball. I got 11 turnovers for the Lady Bombers, the Lady Mounties with four. There were no ties except for 0-0. Once Mountain Home took the lead, they would not relinquish it. No lead changes in this game. And with the victory, Mountain Home is going to improve to 10-2 on the season. The Lady Mounties will drop to 8-4 with their runner-up finish. So, again, Mountain Home gets both championship trophies here in the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament. Let me just go ahead and run down all the final scores one last time. On the girls' side, Mountain Home beats Rogers 44-29. In the seventh-place game, it was Highland over Junction City 44-23. Harbor took fifth place over Paragould 48-42. And the third-place game went to Farmington over Watson Chapel 66-61. Over on the boys' bracket, it was a Paragould over K-City for 7th place, 45-36. 5th place game was won by Clarendon, 57-42 over Hamburg. Junction City beat Flippin, 52-46 for 3rd place. And, of course, the boys championship game ended up being Mountain Home defeating Farmington tonight by a score of 45-34. So the Bomber boys get the 11-point win over Farmington in their title game, and the Lady Bombers get the 15-point victory, 44-29, over Rogers in the girls' championship contest. So we got a little bit of time off now. Mountain Home's next game won't be until January 7th. They will be right back here at the hangar that night for one last non-conference game of the regular season, as the Bombers and Lady Bombers will welcome the Cyclone teams of Russellville to Bomber Gymnasium. Love to see you out here January 7th that night. If you can't make it, we'll have the broadcast for you right here so you can be sure and tune in. So again, Mountain Home sweeps the tournament, and that's going to wrap up our broadcast tonight. I want to thank my producer, Joe Shipman, back at the studio, and I want to thank you for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying goodnight from Bomber Gymnasium.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home, brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASD Warranty, Our Best Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts, Again, congratulations to both Bombers teams for becoming champions in the first Arkansas Bail Bonds tournament. And once again, there is time off for the Bombers teams, as the next broadcast that we'll have will be on January 7th. That's this coming Tuesday, and we will be at the Hangar once again facing Russellville. The scheduled tip-off time for varsity girls is 5 o'clock, so be sure not to miss that. And if you happen to miss that or any of our previous broadcasts, go online to our website at ktlo.com, click on podcast, and you can listen to any Bomber sports game from this season. Once again, this has been Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.